Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today said his government would be prepared to make territorial concessions to the Palestinians as part of future peace efforts. Palestinian leaders and Sharon's opponents on the Israeli left are deeply skeptical of the Prime Minister's intentions, and Sharon's comments about concessions are making Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip increasingly nervous. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
In a question-and-answer session with Israeli reporters and newspaper editors today, Sharon said it is clear that Israel will have to give up territory for peace.
I have spoken in the past about painful concessions, Sharon said, adding, "It is clear that in the end we will not be in all of the places we are in now." The Prime Minister has given no details in public, but Israeli media reports say he's working on a peace plan that would include the removal of some isolated Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Gaza. That worries people like Shaul Goldstein, the mayor of the Gush Etzion settlement block near the West Bank city of Bethlehem. About 11,000 Israelis live there. Goldstein says he can't believe what he's been hearing lately from the Prime Minister.
We never believed that this man who pushed us to build and build and build, now is saying the opposite.
The settlers are preparing to launch a peace plan of their own in the next few weeks. Israeli media reports say it calls for a functional partition of the West Bank between the settlers and the Palestinians. The Palestinians would be given control of their own civil and municipal affairs, but the entire region would remain under Israeli sovereignty. The plan is similar to the autonomy proposal, first offered the Palestinians nearly a quarter century ago. Israeli and Palestinian analysts agree it has no chance of ever gaining Palestinian agreement or the endorsement of the international community. But they say the mere fact that the settlers are formulating their own plan shows they are nervous. Shai Feldman, the director of the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies, says Sharon is nervous too. The Prime Minister's policies in the West Bank and Gaza have come in for some sharp criticism of late from a group of former intelligence chiefs as well as the current Army Chief of Staff. And Israeli polls show a steady drop in his popularity. Feldman says Israelis feel Sharon has no policy beyond trying to end the violence.
If it creates this vacuum by not being proactive, then others come in, either to criticize the government or to present an alternatives of them. And then they get the spotlight, they get the attention, and so on, and the government looks bad.
Feldman was referring to unofficial peace initiatives launched recently by Israeli and Palestinian moderates. One of these, a draft peace agreement, is set to be formally announced at a glitzy ceremony in Geneva next week. What exactly Sharon is planning is a subject of frenzied debate in the Israeli media. Today, the Prime Minister repeated that he would be prepared to take unilateral steps if he's unable to reach a negotiated settlement with the Palestinians. Jewish settler leader Goldstein says he fears the Prime Minister might take action that, in effect, rewards Palestinian terrorism.
They're risking the safety of the region and the entire world, because if you're surrendering to the terror want to eat more. So the first stage will be X communities, the next stage will be the other communities, and then the entire Israel.
But Sharon's political opponents say Goldstein has nothing to worry about. Left-wing Israeli analysts say Sharon is famous for making conciliatory statements and then doing nothing to implement them. One Israeli columnist today wrote in the Haaretz newspaper that Sharon is simply trying to buy time with meaningless words. Palestinian officials say they too are skeptical about Sharon's talk of concessions. They note that despite his recent statements, Jewish settlements continue to expand all over the West Bank. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.